Well, hallelujah. You can be seated. It's a joy of mine to get to be here today. Sister Johnette and I, we're thankful for all of you, and rejoicing what God has already done in this service today. Amen. The Lord is faithful, isn't he? We can always count on the Lord, amen, to help us. And we're grateful. We was here yesterday afternoon for a beautiful time in this church and with the Motes family. And we're glad for dedicated young people who want to live for God in a corrupt, messed up, twisted up world. Amen. And I thank the Lord for it. And thank the Lord for what the Lord is doing in this church. We rejoice. God has certainly sent, it's not hard to see that he sent Brother and Sister Motes and their beautiful family here to harvest a crop for the Lord. And what a great job. Amen. Yes, it's in order. Put your hands unto the Lord. We're so thrilled how God has blessed and this church has grown, and this is what a church should do. It should grow, and it's certainly doing that, and I rejoice with you. Thank the Lord for the burden my mother had many years ago for this place, and then to see the fruit of that tears and prayers and see what God has done, and then to walk into this beautiful building. Thank the Lord for it. I tell you what. You know you've got a pastor that does not have a reverse gear. Because I want to tell you, if he had had a reverse gear when he got into this site and started trying to cut out this hill and carve a church in here, it would have stopped him. But you can't stop a praying man. You can't stop a praying man. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for it. Amen. Thank God. Just rejoicing. My heart feels full today. See all of you wonderful saints of God here worshiping and praising, glorifying the Lord. In fact, I kind of felt like the Lord had already had his way, and we probably just go get something to eat. Amen. Spirit of the Lord moving in such a sweet way. Isn't it beautiful? It's beautiful to see you wonderful people here today. Amen. Praising God. I don't know if I'm going to preach or not. If the preacher don't show up, I can already tell you I'm not. But in case he does, I will. But I did feel like God had laid something on my heart. And so let me just share a few verses of scripture with you today. And we'll see what the Holy Ghost will do. What do you say? Amen. Speak to us today, Lord. Thank you for standing. Amen. If you'll reach your hand in this direction, I'd appreciate that. We'll get on the same team. Come on, let's pray together. Jesus, I believe you. Thank you, God. We give you praise, honor, and glory for your greatness, your faithfulness, what you're doing, what you've already done, what you're going to do. You're faithful in all of your ways. I thank you for it. Praise you today. Give you praise and honor. And everybody say, in Jesus' name. God bless you. You can be seated. I'm going to read a verse of scripture here too today from the Apostle Paul, Ephesians, the second chapter, the first verse. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all have had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, whereby nature we were by nature, everybody say by nature, we were the children of wrath, even as others. That's the nature that is in man. But God, who is Look at him. Everybody say it. Rich. Would you say it again? Rich. Are you glad he's rich today? Yeah. Amen. He's not just rich in gold and silver. He's rich in mercy for his great love wherein he hath loved us. Even when we were dead in sin, hath he quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath risen us up together and made us sit together in what? Heavenly what? Places in Christ Jesus. And that's what God has laid on my heart to speak to you about here today. And it's this. The very atmosphere of this church. The atmosphere. Everybody say atmosphere. Atmosphere. This is the kind of atmosphere you can survive in. And not only survive in, you can grow in and be what God wants you to be. Oh, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. You may think it's not important. You know, people don't understand the little things in life is what messes up their world or makes them victorious. It's if you can do the little things well, if you can ever understand the importance of little things, and you do the little things. You ain't got to worry about the big things. Just get the little things right. And if you get the little things right, I promise you, you're going to be successful. You're going to be victorious. Yes. Thank God for it. You know, you really, really, really and truthfully, life is not complicated. How can I make a living? How can I do this? Well, it's not that hard. It's not that hard. It's just fine-tuning the flesh to do the little things right. That's how simple it is. It's not some great mystery. It's just every day get up and just do the little things. And then you will live a life of victory or you will live a life of regret. It's up to us. It's not complicated. It's not hard. It's really easy. But the biggest challenge for all of us is that terrible big old word we don't like, and it's discipline. Discipline. Thank God for parents that will discipline their children. Thank God for school teachers that will discipline their students. Amen. Because these are the steps of getting to where growth and blessing is at. It's in these little things and being consistent in it. Not one day off, next day on. And they're just, you allow your emotions to control what you do. You know, you just got to get the flesh, how many times have I said it in the back seat and say, flesh, you will not drive this vehicle. Yeah. It's not going to happen, flesh. I don't care what happens. I don't care what comes your way. Brother Motes, he set me up for my message today. We love everybody and everybody loves me, and I don't care what you say. You know, people are always worried about what people think. Quit worrying. Just do it right, and you ain't got to worry about what anybody thinks. They're always concerned about their profile. Well, hallelujah. But, you know, people, we're human, and we're not machines, and there's variableness in us. And we have to be trained. An engineer can draw and create a machine, and then he can turn those plans over to a mechanical engineer, and they can get together and they can create something that will just sit there and work 24 hours until it wears out. But we're human. We're not machines. Amen. And so there's this in us all that we have these high and we have these low. And but I want to tell you how the Holy Ghost wants to get it. Holy Ghost wants to get it like this. You just cut all that foolishness out, childish out, and just keep climbing. Hey, we're climbing higher and higher, and we're not going to come down. And there's everything, here it goes. Here's the human excuse. Well, if this hadn't have happened, hey, you're letting outside forces control you. And when you stop reacting to others and their controls, and you start letting the Holy Ghost control you, you're just getting higher and higher, and it's feeling better and better, and you're having more victories. Amen. Higher and higher, and we're not going to come down. Hallelujah. But it is in the little things. Everybody say little things. If I can get the little things right, now here's the next step. You got to do it consistently. Everybody say consistently. You got to be consistent in it. Just get the little things right. Do it every day and watch God add his blessings to it and watch God add his anointing on it. Just little things, steady, steadfast, unmovable. Little things, just keep adding to it. Little things, steady, staying disciplined, staying consistent. Can I tell you, that's what this church is all about. What I'm preaching right now is what's brought you to where you're at today. Years ago, I read a book, I listened to it here a while back again, Lee Iacocca. He was the one that was a genius when it come to cars. He was running Ford, and his brainchild was the Mustang. Mustangs, there have been more Mustangs sold than any other vehicle has ever been built. And Ford, Henry Ford, one of his generations on down, Ford, he was so jealous of him that he fired him. You read the story, first of all, he got his office and put it in a warehouse in Dearborn, Michigan, because he was so jealous how the people were talking about the Mustang and all the success that it had, until Ford couldn't stand it, and he fired him. Well, about that time, Chrysler was going upside down, and they hired him as the CEO of Chrysler, and he took it. And now you know what happened. Well, in the story, he said it's far worse than he thought, and if he'd have known all that was going on, he probably wouldn't have done it. But anyway, and he took Chrysler over, and the next brainchild was the minivan. You ever heard of the minivan? Yeah, he constructed the minivan. So it had huge success, took off again, and so Ford and Chevrolet, they decided they had to compete, or losing so much business. So they said they're going to make a minivan, and they made a minivan. Well, he did a advertisement And he, in this advertisement, at the top of it, on this, you know, that's back when magazines before the internet. You're confused with me today. They were very popular to have a magazine. And across the top of this advertisement, he had, I believe it was a Chevrolet Astro. Is that what it was? Yeah, minivan. And it was, he had a picture of it on the top. He's paying for the advertisement. He's advertising a Chevrolet. And below it, he's got how many inches it is off the ground. He's got a woman trying to get in that Chevrolet van. She's got her leg up like this, trying to get over in it. And then he shows the doors. And the Chevrolet doors, they swung open. And the minivan door, it gently slid back. And he showed all the things, different things that Chevrolet did trying to create a minivan. And then at the bottom of this advertisement, he had a picture of the minivan. And he showed how the door slid back and how far it was off the ground just a little ways and all the things that they had done to create the minivan. And the caption of the whole advertisement was across the top. You know what they said? We showed them how, and they still couldn't do it. Brother Moats, you're showing them how. But you know what the problem with people? They don't have the discipline to do it. They can't get their flesh by the nap of the neck, get up every day. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I thank you, Brother Moats. I thank this great church. I thank you, great people. You know what you're doing? You're showing Pentecost how to have revival. But I'm sorry to say they're so carnal and caught up with the ball games and television and movie and Hollywood, they can't do it. Carnality. Carnality will not let you do this. They can't get the little things right. They can't get the little things right. You know, you say pray, and they say, Lord, I prayed, Lord, bless this food we're about to eat. That's their prayer. Amen. They've never learned to pray until you pray through. You got to break through. You got to break through. You got to break through darkness. You got to break through hell. You got to learn how to pray till you pray through. And you don't just do it one day. You do it every day. Every day. Every day. If you don't get it in the morning, you get it before the day is over. Of course, the best thing you'll watch, God's got an alarm service. If you'll listen to it, it'll go off. It'll get you out of that bed. I mean, if you get out of that bed. You know, it's up to us. He shows us how. And then we've got to do it. We've got to do it. Because everybody, every human wants victory. Every person in this building wants a good life, victorious life. You want blessings. Can I tell you something else about every human in this building? Everybody wants recognition. Well, hallelujah. Did I say something wrong? Did I say something wrong? Huh? Did I say something wrong? We all, that's part of our nature. Somebody to love us. Somebody to recognize us. But the scripture's still right. This is still the recipe to everything. Aren't you glad we got the manual when we got the Bible? It's the manual for life. It's the manual for life. And here it is. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When you pray, everybody say, when you pray, get in your closet. Everybody say, get in your closet. Everybody say, I'm going to get in my closet. And then it didn't stop there. When you get in the closet, it said that you should shut thy door. I'm fixing to pray now, and I'm not fixing to wander around and watch everybody else. Oh, God, move, God. Move, Lord. Move what? God's saying somewhere, move what? What do you want me to move? Amen. Come on, come on, come on. Our prayer is sometimes only a mockery of prayer. Oh, y'all help me now. Amen. Y'all forgive me. I'm having too much fun up here. Oh, Jesus. Amen. You're in the closet. He said, enter into thy closet. Now, it's not talking about a literal closet. We know that. Because you open those closet doors and something don't hit you, you couldn't get in it if you wanted to. Yeah. Blessed Americans, aren't we? Got too much. I keep thinking ever so often, I'm going to clean this closet out. I still hadn't done it. Accumulation is something else. But he's talking about another closet. He's talking about the closet that was going on before this service today. That's the good closet he's talking about. Hey, it's not complicated. It's really simple. But there's not very many people can do it. It's not complicated a bit. It's really easy. Get in your closet. And when you get in that closet, be sure. Jesus said, shut thy door. You can't shut somebody else's. Just shut your own. Jerk that door too. When you get in the closet, shut thy door and pray to thy Father which is in secret. Ooh, when you get in the Spirit, there's a secret relationship going on. The world don't understand it. Nobody understands it. It's a secret place. You get in there and you get the door shut. And you pray to the Father, which is in secret. And the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee where? And you tell me, oh, I don't need. Oh, yes, everybody needs. We're human. God put that in. It's just like you want to eat. You need recognition. And there's nobody in the world can recognize you and give you rewards and recognition like. Oh, Jesus. I talked to one of young sons in the gospel, and I know they don't mean by it, but all over the internet and Instagram, Facebook, and always telling every little thing you're doing, it's pretty obvious you're looking for a reward and you're looking for recognition. You know what? You got your eyes in the wrong place. Just do the right thing every day and be consistent and prayerful. And then watch God reward you. Hey, there's nothing like when God gives you a trophy. Hey, don't tell me he can't do it. He can do it right in the face of the devil. Oh, yeah. He did it for David. He said he prepares the table before me in the of my enemies. Right in front of my enemies, I'm eating filet mignon. Is God not faithful? Is it not a wonderful life living for God? And this is what the Holy Ghost spoke to me today to give to you. You know what? I got a lot of things. And did you know when the Holy Ghost spoke to me when I was standing out there today and I come up here on the platform, I got these scriptures up. And this is what he sent me to tell you. He hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hey, saints, soak it up. Hey, you know, did you notice that he didn't say standing in heavenly places? Hey, when it's right, it's right. You don't need a cheerleader to get you to worship. You just need to get consistent in your walk with God. He would make us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Does it feel good? Does it feel good just sitting in this auditorium? Does it feel good to be in this kind of atmosphere? That's what you're in. You're in this is what the Holy Ghost spoke to me, standing right out there. And I put these scriptures together and preaching it to you today that you're in an atmosphere of growth and victory and anointing and prosperity. You're in an atmosphere of overcoming. It was in that wedding last night. The anointing of the Holy Ghost actually came down in that wedding last night. The judge, I saw him raising his hands. In fact, I talked to him after the wedding, and I said, hey, you see this face? Yes. I said, if you ever see it in court, I want you to remember it now. He said, well, I'll help you if Brother Moats calls and tells me. You know what that judge was feeling? I told him, I said, God's dealing with that man. God's dealing with his. We get all twisted up and we think we got to have a pretty church to build a church. You got to get it where all the carnal minds understand and they are impressed with our music. And thank God for this beautiful music y'all got. Are y'all grateful? Great musicians. What about these singers today? Amen. But Pentecost is so twisted and messed up. It's pitiful. cold and indifferent. No move of God. Can't get people out between their pews. My daddy told me years ago, he said, son, if you don't get people out between those pews, people won't come back. Hey, you got to get in the church. You got to get in the service. If you don't get in this thing, you won't be here long. But if you'll get in it every time you come, if you'll come back tonight and you'll get in it, you will never stop growing and the anointing will never stop flowing. You can't be on the sideline. It won't last long. See, Jesus told what would happen. He said, you see that fig tree? It ain't brought forth no figs. It doesn't have no fruit. 3 years it already stood there like that. 3 seasons it already passed up and had not bear. It was not one fig on it nowhere. Well, the good gardener of the keeper of the garden, he said, give us another year. You know who that is? That's Brother Motes. That's a patient pastor that keeps digging around people, hoeing around them, dunging it, putting fertilizer, putting the prayer, putting tears around it. Lord, let it grow. Give us another chance. So now it's had 4 years to bring forth fruit. How much longer are you going to wait to sit between pews and just... We're begging for you. Don't go to hell. Don't be lost. 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 Because you didn't take advantage of the atmosphere. All you got to do is come on and get in the atmosphere of it and feel the anointing and let it flow through you and the glory move through you. And you know what you'll do? You'll bring forth fruit. And that'll keep you in the church. You know, I used to think that, well, they decided to quit. They backslid. And you know what? God gave me a revelation about that. There's nobody that's ever decided to quit. You got better sense than that. I mean, people get out here and do stupid, dumb things. You know they know better than what they're doing. Anybody grab drugs and alcohol and tobacco and all that mess. You know they know better. They're killing their, shortening their own life. They know better than all that. But you know what? People don't quit God. God quits them. What would happen to these lights if somebody unplugged them? Would they keep burning? No, they'd go out. What happens to a tree? The Bible said it. He said, I'm going to purge those that I love. He said, when you cut a limb off of a tree, does it keep growing? Does it stay green? Not for very long. Hey, we're in the atmosphere. Thank God for a heavenly place to be in. I'm telling you, this is where you can survive because you're in the atmosphere. This is what water is to a fish. Put him in there, see if he won't swim. I just want to close saying this to you, treasure the atmosphere. Treasure what God's given you. Thank God for this beautiful building God's given you people. Thank God for this almost house filled with people today. Looks like you about built it too small. Amen. Thank God for a shepherd and his wife that God has given you. Amen. And then you can come here and sit in a heavenly atmosphere. Feel the anointing and the glory of God. Hey, it's not complicated. Just do the little things on Monday and do it on Tuesday and watch God open the windows of heaven. Hey, nobody can push you down when God's pushing you up. I know. Hey, this works. I'm going to tell you what. We were the Pentecostals that were voted less likely to succeed. Nobody believed it. Amen. Nobody. We were the Pentecostals that the Pentecostals on the other side, we were on the other side of the tracks. They were on the big, good side of the tracks. And they laughed and mocked, made fun of my daddy beating that old drum. You know, carnality can't see these things. If you're in carnality, you won't like the sound of this right here. If you don't want to run the aisles and shout the victory, I'm going to tell you what, this thing right here will get on your nerves. Let's be dignified. Oh, yeah. Let's have pretty Pentecost. You can stand with me. Did you know that's what's destroyed Pentecost? They're trying to be pretty Pentecost. You know what's strange to me, Brother Motes? The churches that are growing and busting at the seams, even in the charismatic world, they're trying to imitate us. But you can see it don't look real. Well, I can tell you this. Whenever Moses, God led him and he went before old Pharaoh and he threw down his rod, and Pharaoh said, "That ain't nothing. Magicians came out there." And you know what? I believe they pulled some magic. I believe they had them snakes up their sleeves. That's just, y'all believe whatever you want to believe. It's just some of Joel Holmes right there. But anyway, they threw their snake down. And it looked, it appeared, it had become from a rod to a snake. Hey, a snake's a snake. They're crawling every direction. You can't tell Moses' snake from their snake, but you just give it time. The real thing will swallow it up. Amen. Oh, yes, it will. Now, let me help you with this a little bit, because people get confused. They hear these singers and they feel something, then they do feel something. No question about it. Because the Bible said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. But I want to tell you, there's a difference between praising the Lord and worshiping the Lord. Did you know what the word worship means? It means bow down. It means getting this flesh by the nape of the neck and say, no, you're going to dress holy and you're going to do right and you're going to go to church. Did you know you're worshiping when you walked in here today? You were bowing down against the flesh. Now anybody can say, praise the Lord. Woo! And that's what the world is doing. And I'm glad for them. Because the Bible said, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. But it's not everybody that can worship God. There's a difference between worshipers and praisers. That's why you're feeling this ridge. Hey, everybody take a deep breath. It's in the air, friend. The Holy Ghost is in the air. the very air you're breathing. Did you know when you leave here today that the Spirit of the Lord will still be lingering in this building? It'll be waiting on you to come back tonight, not to praise Him, but to worship Him. It'll be waiting on you. There's a reason that Judas knew where to go. He knew where to go to betray Jesus. He knew where he prayed. He was the one that were leading that mob to find him. They couldn't find him. You tell us where he prays, and we'll give you 30 pieces of silver. You lead us to the right man. We don't want to get Peter and think it's Jesus. We want to get Jesus. I can tell you this world's after Jesus. They're after Jesus. They hate this truth. They hate this message. They hate this anointing. They hate this real thing, and they're looking for Jesus to destroy. And Judas led him to, you know what the Bible said? That certain place. Did you know God will give you certain? I seen this a sister here today in a chair right up here at this altar. I don't know how many times she does that, but a certain place. God will lead you to a certain place. It's a certain pew. It's a certain place. I wonder, do your children know where you pray? They need to know. Your wife, your husband, they need to know where you pray. Is it a certain place? Are you that consistent? Would you join with somebody? Well, I tell you what, just walk up here to the front with me. We're going to pray together. We're going to breathe this atmosphere today. Come on. Come on around the front. Just come stand around the front. Say, here I am, God. Here I am again. Here I am again. Here I am again, God. In this heavenly atmosphere, He would make us to sit together. Oh, yes. Come on, lift up your voices as you come today. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful atmosphere. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful atmosphere. Oh, yes, God. La 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 la. Ya la 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 ba ke ya la bo ho sa ta ya. Come on, you need God. We all need God. Everybody needs God. We can't make it without Him today. We need Him. We need Him. We need Him. We come on here, shut up on here. Come on, come on. Press in the spirit. Press your flesh. God, I want to be what you want me to be. I want to be what you want me to be, God. I surrender to you, God. I surrender everything to you, God. Oh, mold me and shape me, God. Mold me and shape me after your will. Oh, yes, God. I believe you today. I believe you today. I believe you today. Ooh, Oh, Moses, God, shape us in your will. Why don't you join with somebody else? There's nothing like a prayer partner. There's nothing like somebody joining together. Oh, God, I want to be what you want me to be. I want to be what you want me to be, God. I want to be what you want me to be. Come on, pray while the sun's shining. Oh, don't wait till the storm is on to pray. Pray now. Oh, God, shake me and mold me. Why don't you find another person to pray with? Come on, take a few steps. Lord, I need you today. We'll find someone else. Join up. Put your... Oh, me, God. Shape me, God. Let me be what you want me to be, God. Let me be what you want me to be, God. I give you everything, God. I give you everything, God. I give you everything, God. I lay it all on the altar today. I make up my mind, Lord. I'm going to do the little things well. I'm going to keep doing them, Lord. I'm going to keep doing them. I'm going to be faithful to you, God. I'm going to be faithful to you, God. I'm going to be faithful to you, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. I'm going to be faithful to you, Lord. I'm going to be faithful to you, Lord. I give you my all today, God. I surrender everything to you, God. I surrender everything to you, God. Mold me and shape me. Break me through. Break me through and through, God. Yes, God, I believe you, God. I believe you, God. That's the way to pray. That's the way to seek him today. Mold me, God. Oh, fill me with your will. Fill me with your power. Fill me with your anointing. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. I want to do it. I want to live it. I want to walk it. I want to talk it, God. I want to do the little things right. I want to do the little things well. Let me do it every day, God. Let me be consistent, God. Let me be determined, God. Yes, God. Fill every soul today. Break every yoke today. Let this be the day of victory. Let this be the day of victory, God. Let this be the day of anointing, God. Fill him today, God. Fill him today, God. Fill him today, God. Bless our brother today. Oh, yes, God. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Yes, God, I believe you now. I believe you now. I believe you now. Bless him, fill him, Lord. Break every yoke. Break every yoke. Break every yoke. Woo! Let the Holy Ghost come. Yes, let the Holy Ghost. Come on, let the Holy Ghost talk. Give anointing, give victory today, God. Break every yoke, break every yoke, break every yoke, break every yoke, break every bondage. Every spirit of bondage, let it be broken, God. Let it be broken, God. Yes, God, fill him with the Holy Ghost. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for victory. Thank you for help today, God. Thank you for victory, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Fill him, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on. Yes. Woo! Let the Lord have his way. Come on, let the Holy Ghost have its way. Come on, speak it out. Yana la makaye moho koye moho sa yana na ya. Fill him, Lord. Fill him, Lord. Come on, open your mouth. Open your mouth, let the Holy Ghost talk. Come on, open your mouth. Come on, na. Yeah, that's the way. Woo! Come on, believe for these who are receiving the Holy Ghost today. Oh, God. does. Woo! Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you for your powerful anointing today. Oh, I magnify you, Lord. I magnify you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, God. We praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't we lift up our hands and thank the Lord for what he's done? Come on, let's give him praise. Thank you for your anointing today. Thank you for your power. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God. Brother and Sister Motes, would y'all come stand behind the pulpit today? I tell you, if y'all ever get in trouble with Brother Motes, y'all look up Sister Motes. She's humble. Beautiful spirit both of them have, don't they? Amen. Hallelujah. Stand behind that pulpit. And I want to get all of you people to come and just gather in as close as you can around that pulpit. I want you to reach your hand in their direction. And I want you to ask God. Thank you, brother. Thank y'all for loving your pastor. Come on. Come on. Bless you, sister. Bless you, sister. That's the way, saints. Gather around. Gather around. Gather around. Come on. Just as close as you can. Oh, yes, God, let your blessings be upon them. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, yes, God, yes, God. I believe you today, God. I believe you today. We pray over this congregation today. Pray over this flock as they pray for their pastor, God, that God would use, continue using him. And oh, that the mighty hand of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, saints. Amen. You're blessed today. You're blessed today. There's a lot of fakes and phonies, a lot of people that, you know, they got a show, but they're not genuine, and you're blessed today, blessed to have a real man of God and his wife that, amen, loves you, and what a great atmosphere that's in this service today. You can survive in this kind of atmosphere. You can grow. You can thrive. You can prosper. Listen, let me tell you something. God won't just bless you spiritually to feel good inside. He'll bless your health. There's healing in this atmosphere. There's prosperity in this atmosphere. Amen. You know, back in March, God laid it on my heart. And for many years, I had used a daytimer to pastor, to build buildings. Everything I ever done, it come through. Lord laid it on my heart to create one with scriptures in it and all. And you know what? There's one thing for you to always play defense in your life. That's where a lot of people live. They just live in defense. They're just on the defense team. They're always, I just hope I can stay where I'm at. But that's not good enough. You need to switch, and you need to get on the offense. And I'm going to tell you something. It's not that God's not giving people direction. It's they're not writing it down and they're not picking up on it. It's little things that go through your mind and they just go on through. That would have been totally changed everything and changed your life and changed your finances. Hey, he's not left us here alone in this world that we're lost. If he can save our soul, he can save our body, he can save our finances. Well, but most people, they're just barely, I just hope everybody just kind of likes being the boss, keeps me on the job. No, no, no. When you turn that around and you say, look, you go out looking for it. Instead of just trying to live in defending what you've got, you're on the offense. You're creating it. You're making it happen. And I don't care where you work. I don't care what you do. God will give you direction. You can be the key to the company. You can improve everything. He can give you combinations that nobody else gets. Don't tell me God can't do it. He can. I'm going to tell you one. When somebody gets focused, when you're focused and you're getting up in the morning and praying and you're writing it down and you follow through that day, things are going to change and happen. Amen. Thank God for focused people today. It's so powerful. So I just want to encourage you. Amen. Be sure. Get up in the morning, get you a piece of paper, write it down. Whatever God lays on your heart, whatever God brings to your mind through the day, write it down. And then watch God open the windows of heaven. Amen. Oh, Satan, you're a liar. You know, I think about David started out with 400 men. Then you'll read later in the cave of Adullam, he had 400. Then he had 600. And then you keep reading, you'll find where he had 470,000 men and a couple tribes they didn't even count. Army, I'm talking about. You keep reading and you'll read where he had 30 mighty men. You keep reading, you'll read where he had 3 of the mighty men out of the 30. You know what I'm telling you? God don't need an army. He just needs a willing vessel. Did you know God could use any of y'all to pay this building off? Oh, Brother Holmes, you are look at me. What have you got? We just got a little meal in the barrel. We just got a little bit. Amen. But when you put it in the hands of God and you start thinking greatness and you start thinking God, where do you want to carry this company? What do you want me to do? Amen. I'm going to tell you, God will make a way. Hallelujah. I'm just here to tell you, he don't need an army. He just needs a man that says, here I am, Lord. Use me for your glory. He just needs a lady. Hey, I want to tell you, ladies, same message goes for you. Amen. When our school packed out and all the rooms and teachers tell me and principal, you can't put nobody else in here, Brother Holmes. I said, oh, yeah, we can put one more somewhere. And the teachers were standing there back against the mark board and they could put their hand on students' desk. I said, we're not turning down a one. You know why? I said, it may be an Esther that saves this whole church, Calvary, Pentecost. It could be an Esther. It don't take a man. It just takes a vessel. It may be a Deborah that says, yeah, I'll go to war. Use me, God. I'll write the check. I'll pay it off. And then we all just start where we're at and do what we can and let God open the doors. I got to quit. Y'all forgive me. I repent, brother. Amen. God bless you.